So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive.
Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you very much for joining me for another episode. This is a deep dive musings, which means that it will only be me. It'll be me in your ear today. And I'm going to be talking about what's on my mind because it popped up very strongly for me, which is imposter syndrome, right? The fraud police, this idea, this concept, and this very real thing that shows up where sometimes there will be an amazing achievement. There will be something awesome that happens in our lives. And what our ego mind does is say, you're not worthy of this. What have you done to deserve this? And that happened to me today because I woke up and I was sent an article where I was featured by Goalcast as one of the top 33 game changers to look out for in 2019. And my immediate response was, what? They must have made a mistake. And so I want to talk about that today. And before I do that, I want to mention two things. One, I am so excited because we are launching Unlock Your Inner Artist, which I used to teach as a group program, but have turned into a video course. That will be live on February 7th. So for some of you who are listening to this, it's already live. And that course is the four-step process that I have used to create everything that you see me create, from spoken word poetry to filmmaking to music and so much more. I utilize these four steps and it's worked out really well. It's worked out really well. I'm really happy with the things that I'm creating and the level I feel I'm pulling that creative energy down from. And I think it's important to at least create the opportunity for you, if you desire to learn how to do that, this is a way for you to do it. And I'm proud of it. It is something that I will be offering a pretty large discount on for the first week that it's live. So from February 7th to about the 15th, there will be a pretty massive discount. This is in partnership with Superhero Academy, where I'm really proud of. And anyway, I want to preface this and let you know I'm going to seed this idea in case you have something you've wanted to treat yourself to. And the other thing is I feel like I want to acknowledge that I'm going to be speaking a lot more about nutrition. Nutrition keeps coming up for me in my meditations. It's a huge part of my life. And I've honestly avoided talking about the subject because I was a personal trainer for so long. And there was kind of this, I'm not in that anymore. And yet more than any other question I may receive, I received the question, what do you do to stay healthy? What do you eat? What is your diet? Supplements do you take? That sort of thing. And so I'm going to start to talk about it a little bit more openly. My plans are to record a podcast on that. These are always kind of spur of the moment, but I anticipate I will record one soon. And I wanted to mention this because you might see in the show notes that I am putting a link to Purium, which is the company that I go to and buy my supplements from and my superfoods from. It is an MLM, which is a multi-level marketing program, which what that means essentially is, like, if you buy using my code, I will get a percentage of that back. And so with these MLM programs, I get approached all the time to do them. I have never wanted to do any of them. I sometimes get a little icky feeling around those sorts of things. Like, people are trying to sell me or sign me up for something that I don't want to be a part of. And I've been using these Purium products on the road, filming The Art of Choosing Love and everything just behind the scenes on my own for, I don't know, four months, maybe more. And I just spent $500 to get restocked on all kinds of things while I'm here in Los Angeles. And they ship all over the world. So basically, I use them, I love them, and the message that I've been receiving is that I talk about intuition a lot. I talk about staying connected to your intuition, and so many people are not actually able to tap into their intuition at a very strong level because they're numbed down because of the nutrition. So much of our systems and our behavior actually comes from our gut biome and the nutrition that we have. Like I said, I'll get into this on another podcast, but I just wanted to let you know that if you're interested in adding more superfoods to your life, if you're interested in trying some of the things that work for me, I joined this program, this company, because joining meant I could offer you a 25% discount. If you use the code ADAMROA, ADAMROA, at checkout, you will get 25% off your order. And that's a really big deal to me. More than anything else, I want to make the organic, high quality superfoods more readily available for everyone, because what that means is you're going to be more in tune with your intuition, and being more in tune with your intuition means better things for this planet. And that's the whole goal of why I'm even doing this podcast. And so, anyway, those are the two announcements that I have. Stay tuned for the course. If you're interested in the Purium products, check out the show notes, and there's a link in there, and you can use the code ADAMROA. All right, now let's move on to what I refer to as the imposter syndrome. The imposter syndrome being this, I don't know, this voice, this nagging voice. I had an acting teacher many years ago who would call it the vulture squawking on your shoulder, telling you, you can't do this. You're not going to book this part, blah, blah, blah. And for me, when I woke up this morning and I saw this article from Goalcast listing me as one of the top 33 game changers and innovators to look out for in 2019, by the way, on this list is LeBron James, Michelle Obama, Elon Musk, Will Smith, and so many other incredible people. And to be included on this list, I saw it and I went, what? And then immediately went, you don't belong here. You don't deserve to be listed with all of these people. What have you done to be worthy of this sort of acknowledgement? And I saw it. I say all the time that awareness gives us choice, right? So the biggest thing that I'm grateful for is having developed the self-awareness to be able to notice that voice. And once I noticed it, that awareness gave me a different choice. In the moment, I said, okay, I choose not to buy into the idea that I'm not worthy of this. I choose to see this as a sign that I am doing amazing things on this planet and I am worthy of being included on this list. The very fact that I'm on the list means that I'm worthy of being on the list, if that makes sense, in a weird kind of cycle, because I could see myself on the list and say, I'm not worthy of being on the list. And that's what my initial instinct wanted to do. And I'm going to choose something different. And this is really important because the ways that we program ourselves are through these patterns of behavior. And then the patterns of behavior over time, the choices that we make over time become habits. And what do we mean when they're habits? We mean that they've become unconscious, they're muscle memory. And so many people on this planet, if you're listening to this right now, you might know exactly what I'm talking about. I think most people can relate to what I'm saying, of having something amazing show up in your experience and for the initial response to be, oh no, for whatever reason, they must have made a mistake. I'm not worthy of that. Oh, I can't feel good about this. That would be arrogant. Whatever it is. And so when we do that, if we allow ourselves to do that, we create a pattern. And so now the habit, over time, that pattern becomes a habit. Over time, my habit is that anytime something good happens, I push it away. I don't integrate it into my being. I don't like truly own it. And by pushing it away over and over and over again, what happens is I begin to create this signal, this feedback loop with the universe, where the universe is saying, hey, here's this amazing thing you've wanted. And then I go, no, I don't want that. No, I can't accept that. If we think about the universe as being a consciousness, right? The planet as a consciousness. And I believe this, by the way, I believe everything has consciousness. And so if we believe that the universe has a consciousness, and you can call, by the way, you can call that universal consciousness God. You could call it source. You could call it Christ consciousness. You can call it whatever you want. But I believe there is this vast consciousness that we are all a part of at the highest level. And so if you believe that there's a consciousness, put yourself in that position for a moment. Imagine you came to me and you said, here, I have this gift for you. I go, no. I don't want that. I'm not worthy of that. No, but I made it for you because I knew that you wanted it. I heard you saying that you would love this thing. I go, yeah, but even though it's right here and you're wanting to give it to me, I feel like it would be arrogant for me to accept that. I would feel guilty. I don't think I've done enough for you to give me that gift. Well, on my end, if I flipped it around and I was trying to give someone that gift, there's only so many times I'm going to attempt to do that before I go, all right, screw this person. Screw this person. I have no desire to like force a gift upon them. And remember, our internal belief structures are what are creating our realities. And so if our internal belief structure is that we are not worthy of success, we are not worthy of accolades, we are not worthy of acknowledgement, what do you think will happen? Eventually, if that is the belief that is unconsciously ingrained, it will stop showing up. And so in many ways, our ability to continue to receive the abundance and the love that we desire is going to be directly correlated to our ability to receive it with grace. When there is someone that wants to give you a gift and you say, oh my gosh, I've wanted this so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That person is so much more likely to give you another one. That being is so much more likely to feel good. You will have helped them feel good, giving you a gift. And so this is the way that I like to view it sometimes. I like to just humanize the universe in these situations and go, wow, I want the universe to feel really good about giving me these gifts. And in order for me to do that in this situation, I get to say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am worthy of it because it showed up. Remember, this applies also if our beliefs are formulating our reality. If it shows up, there is a belief in you that is a match to it. If you get that person who wants to pay you more money than you've ever been paid for your job that you're doing, you are worthy of it. It's shown up in your experience. If you weren't worthy of it, it couldn't even show up. And if you want it to show up in your experience, start to get really good at receiving what is showing up in your experience, the gifts that are around you all the time. Start to recognize that even if it isn't the big vision of what you are creating, there are plenty of small wins that you can celebrate. Start to drop into a continual state of gratitude for those wins, and that state of gratitude will perpetuate more wins, and they will get bigger and bigger and bigger, because as they get bigger, you celebrate more and more and more. As you celebrate more and more and more, your frequency continues to elevate into deeper states of gratitude, and you can see the feedback loop. what we do is recognize that as human beings, we are creatures of habit. We have muscle memory. We have an unconscious mind that is moving us forward. Our behaviors, our reality being created from these habits, these beliefs. So why not, instead of trying to consciously create every single moment, why don't we simply recognize that we can create habits? We can create habits that are supportive of the realities we want to be living, and then those habits are doing the work for us. Imagine that. If your unconscious mind, which is so much more powerful than your conscious mind in terms of its processing power, in terms of how much it is doing for you even in this moment, if that unconscious mind was consistently running programs that supported your growth and your evolution and your financial abundance. Wow. Just how fast would you expand? How quickly would you evolve and grow? In how many brief, short years could you find yourself on a list of the 33 most game-changing individuals to look out for in 2019. This is the perspective that I've taken to my life, and it is the very reason why I believe I'm on that list. Thank you to all of you who have been a part of the journey. Thank you for all of you who are a part of the growing tribe. It is because of you that I continue to stay motivated and inspired, because I have this feedback loop that is very important to me to see how it is impacting you, to see the difference it is making. And I'm grateful. So, so grateful. So universe, knowing that you can hear me, I want to let you know that thank you. Yes. And more, please. As always, in all ways, I want to remind you that you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.